Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Kim. My name is Regina Campbell, and my bank gave me your phone number because I don't remember purchasing anything from you. I don't know if you can help me with that.
I can see how I can assist you with that, ma'am. If I may have your zip code, please.
64126.
64126, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your first? Oh, you said your name was Regina Campbell. Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am, but okay. My first name is called Regenia.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Hold on, I'm waiting for my computer to load. If you can verify your shipping and mail address, I can make sure I pulled up the correct account.
My shipping address is 1214 Fremont Avenue, Kansas City, Missouri, 64126.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so the taco bag was a welcoming gift where you pay the shipping cost of $7.95 to have the taco bag shipped to you. And for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, the membership fee for the Factory Direct Savings Store is $56.95, and you will be billed 48 hours later after signing up. Being a member gets you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. You will receive a $125 gift card each month you enrolled, and as a member, you will be charged $56.95 each month you are enrolled.
Okay, I don't want to be enrolled in anything like that. I was under the understanding I would only pay $7.95 and the bag would be shipped.
Okay.
So can you cancel that and refund me?
I can offer you a 35% refund. Out of courtesy, I can offer you a 35% refund, 35% of your money back.
Why can you only offer 35%?
The highest
that?
It's just as a courtesy, I can offer a 35% refund, but the highest I can go is a 50% refund. That's 50% of your money back.
Okay, and why is that? Because I obviously didn't know I was signing up for a membership or I would not have done it.
Yes, ma'am. The reason why I can't go higher than 50% is under the terms and conditions. That's the highest I can go. I do apologize for that.
Okay. When did you take this out of my account? Have you only taken it out once or have you taken?
Let me go back. They had taken this out of your account so far one time. You called on the 20, you placed an order on the 23rd. They charged you $7.95 for shipping handling, and then they charged you 2 days later, which is the 26th of February, and charged you $56.95.
But why wasn't I made aware of that? I would have never signed up for anything.
Yes, ma'am, I have no control over how businesses choose to advertise. I just work for a third-party call center.
Okay, can you refund me the most that you can and close this account?
Yeah, I have your cancellation number. It is, yes, you ready for it?
Can you send that to my email address, the reginacampbell@yahoo.com as well?
We don't send out emails, ma'am. I do apologize for that. That's why I'm going to give it to you verbally.
Okay,
for your own personal. I'll hold on. Yeah, I'll hold on while you get a pencil or paper.
I'm ready, but how much are you refunding me?
50%.
So $26 then?
Let me see. Hold on. Pull up my percentage calculator for you. $56.95. 50%. That would be $28.48 put back into your account.
Okay, that would be awful. I'm ready for the reference number, please.
Say that again.
Ready for the reference number?
Oh, okay. It is 259-097608.
All right. Great. Thank you. And it'll be there in about 7 to 10 business days?
3 to 5. 3 to 5 business days. Your refund.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day.
You too. And thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day as well.
Bye-bye.